This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about, let's call it 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And our next story. So 6 days after it started, the Langkawi travel bubble has been deemed a success. We thought we'd look at what this means for not just the island, but domestic tourism as a whole.
So on Monday, the Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister, Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, said, basically that they've deemed the travel bubble concept in Langkawi a success. Now, it's just been a few days, really. It opened last Thursday. So far, they've recorded 9,500 tourists. So far, there have been no COVID-19 cases recorded among the tourists there. However, it's worth saying that a handful of tourists did test positive before arriving on the island during the screening that happened at the air and sea entryways.
So I think that's an important point, partly because that made a fair amount of headlines, and it's worth clarifying that they were that these positive cases were found before they actually got to the island. I've seen some confusion on that point. But the other thing I think that's crucial there is to address the issue of entryways, because the minister has also proposed three more destinations to be opened via this domestic travel bubble method. Langkawi was always supposed to be the test run, really. And those destinations include one more island, Pulau Tioman, but then also Genting Highlands and Malacca. And I think just looking at that, you can see that there are going to be different considerations that have to be made for each of these locations, right? With Malacca, it is a city. With Tioman, it's another island with similar ways of getting there as Langkawi. With Genting Highlands, it's people generally drive up, you know? So I think, yeah, just thinking about how it is that we're going to be ensuring safety and the like is going to be interesting when we consider these locations. The proposal is being looked at, and the travel SOPs for these destinations would be studied, especially, and we talked about this a little bit, for entering Malacca, because it involves a wide area of coverage.
And I mean, even listening to those names, Tioman, Genting Highlands, Malacca, they're very different places. As you pointed out, the way we'd get there is very different, presenting their own unique, I think, challenges, not just to the authorities in terms of how they want to test, but if you're interested to partake in these travel bubbles, what you're willing to put up with to get there, right? Because I don't know if I want to be stuck in a traffic jam 3 hours going up Genting Highlands while waiting for people to be tested. If you're talking about Malacca, there are multiple ways you can drive in. How are they going to manage? Could I maybe escape it? And we've been hearing about these stories of lax borders as well. So a lot of things that I'm very interested to hear about and how they're planning to manage it, because this is a reality. More and more places are going to open up.
Come on, Sharmila, you don't want to appreciate our great highways, you know, just being waiting
level,
for hours.
Level ground, I might be able to manage. If it's on an incline, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do that.
I enjoy going to Malacca a lot. I will say, though, that getting into the city itself, I think for anybody who has gone off the highway and into the city, and you know the amount of traffic lights and traffic that is often involved in getting into Malacca, I'm oddly enough less willing to do that. I'd rather sit on the car up. I'm not sure why exactly. But and also, it doesn't have to be that way, right?
I mean, I don't know. Malaysians, we went immediately to traffic jams, but I'm sure there are other considerations at play.
Food is around the corner, right, in these sorts of conversations. But anyway, Langkawi, the travel bubble there has been called a success. It is early days yet, but the ministry considers this a successful trial run. And so, like we said, they're thinking about opening up in the same manner, Genting Highlands, Tioman Island, Malacca. We'd like to know, would you like to see more travel bubbles open up in our country? And where to? Are you excited about these locations? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And for more on this, we're joined now by Uzaidi Udanis, president of the Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association. Uzaidi, welcome to the show. The travel bubble concept in Langkawi has been reported as a success. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely I agree with you, Chiwi. We are so happy to see the positive development since the government has launched the travel bubble concept since 16th of September. It has been reported estimate 10,000 tourists has visited Langkawi since last week, and there is no new cluster. Of course, we have to pre-screen before that. there is no new cluster per se of COVID from this initiative. It shows that it's possible that we can live together with the virus, and it's important to balance the pandemic COVID and the pandemic economy. So it's very important for us to learn on how we live together.
So far from what we've seen, what do you think could be improved?
Well, Shamila, actually, you know, looking at the good results from the Langkawi's travel bubbles, we all learn one thing: calibrations. We need all parties need to calibrate, to work together, and nobody can work alone in silo. So the government has to work with the industry players. The state government must work with the federal agencies such as MKN, MOH, or Jabatan Laut. Therefore, the collaboration is very important. We found that if there is a miscommunication, a lot of things, you know, a small thing will blown out. For example, the one day before the Langkawi's opening, the Ministry of Health has mentioned that everybody who wants to go to Langkawi, they must have to screen. They must be screened before. So it was not so interesting point for us. We were so afraid that there might be a jam up or a bottleneck at the airport or the Kuala Police jetty. But again, the calibrations help us. We managed to calibrate each other and to disseminate the information rightly to our customer, to our tourists, so they can go to the airport earlier, much earlier than before. Then all this hard work and calibrations makes things smoother, and we hope it's going to be more smoother in the near future.
So let's talk about the tourists themselves. What has the response been like from the people who did travel within this travel bubble?
Well, Malaysians love to travel. They are animal travel. So, it must be, even though the lot of border or international border have been closed, so Malaysians love to travel, especially traveling in domestics. Countries like Japan and Korea, they want to have more Malaysians tourists. So with our international borders still closed, Malaysians have a fantastic chance to discover their own backyard. Therefore, when Langkawi opens, when the ministry or the prime minister said, okay, let's open Langkawi, a lot of domestic tourists are looking forward to, and they're taking all the advantage with the promotions by the airlines. As you know, that some of the airlines has given a fantastic offer from 12 ringgit per one way, total 24 ringgit. That's ridiculous. So nobody can ever to reject this this offer. So I'm so happy. The response is fantastic. The only thing we want it to be sustained. We have about 12,000 rooms in Langkawi, 2,000 hotel, 12,000 rooms. Looking at the figures, on the day one, we have received about 3,000 tourists. So 3,000 tourists is always barely about 20% of the hotel rooms being filled up. So we need to look and to see and to make sure that at least 50% of the rooms being occupied. So a lot of works need to be done and it needs to be sustained. As you know, our economic, especially recently the Prime Minister said the M40 goes back to the B40. So these are actually challenges for us. We need to make sure that the offer, the packages, the product in Langkawi are attractive for all, not only the high-end, but the low-end tourists. So that's our challenges.
So I wanted to pick up on that. How can we assure the tourists? How can we convince them that the SOPs are in place, that it's safe to come to Langkawi and eventually to other places?
Well, actually, this is talking about the convincing the tourists and making sure that the tourists being safe. Everybody has to play a part. Of course, in tourism industry, we have been working with National Productive Corporation. Having these certificates, special certificates, to make sure that all our players are adapting and adhering the SOP, the current SOP. Therefore, all the players must know not only the adapting and adhering SOP, but to make sure that the workers are ready and the operations are ready. In fact, receiving money, receiving payments are all using the technology. So to make sure that there's a distance, to make sure that there's no personal contact, near contact. So all these things is very important to for us to convince to convince the customers or the tourists per se. We also need to know that the tourists are all being vaccinated and also to make sure that a place not be over tourism, overcrowded. So we must spread. Not only Pantai Chenang, but also we have to open up. We have to make sure that all the other beaches will be prepared to receive tourists, not only one specific spot.
So how do you see this test run in Langkawi feeding into the overall recovery of our industry?
Well, basically, if Langkawi a success, the chances of us to open up to other destinations will be bigger, will be better. Therefore, it's very important for us to make sure that Langkawi must be a success story before we open up. So I'm so glad that Langkawi is in that manner. And also I'm so happy that when the ministers has announced yesterday saying that there are three more destinations will be open. Therefore, it's important to make sure that these three places, Genting, Tioman and also Melaka, a success story before we can open up to other destinations. We have to live with the virus. But again, we must make sure that the safety of the people, especially the local people, local people in destinations must be safe and be protected by all means.
So, as you said, the ministry has, proposed other destinations under the travel bubble plan. What are your thoughts about the locations that they've picked as the next phase? So, I believe Tioman, Genting and Melaka have been chosen.
Well, the destinations that have been picked is actually a very good choices. As you know, that Genting is one of the important destinations for all of us. It has employed more than 6,000 workers. So this is very important for us to make sure that the industry players, the industries, tourism industry can sustain big numbers of workers. Eh? We offered more than 4 million jobs before COVID-19. So we have to make sure that at least we can recover as soon as possible. So Genting is very important because Genting is the main player, one of the main players in Malaysia. That's very important. Number two is if you look at Melaka. Klang Valley people, Klang Valley will love to go to Melaka. Right? Whenever we have a long weekend, you can see, we can see jam up in the toll of Melaka. So therefore, Melaka is a very good attraction. So we need to test it out. How can we can do a new normal for Melaka? And Tioman, all right? Tioman is one of the beautiful islands in the world. And Tioman has been the same environment and it has been vaccinated. The local people have been vaccinated. And also it's the same SOP as Langkawi. And Tioman, as you know, that Tioman is going to face a monsoon soon. In November, in December, they're going to close. So before at least we give a chance, the government give a chance for them to recover a little bit before they close. Otherwise, they have to wait until April, another few more months before they can open up. So I think these destinations are a good choice. But the only thing, the collaboration that I mentioned just now, the collaboration is very important. The industry, the players, and the state government, and the local authorities, and so the governments must work together to make sure that these three destinations are a success.
So Langkawi is an island, Tioman's an island, so the ports of entry are much more controlled. How would this be different for locations where people normally drive in, so like Genting and Melaka?
Well, if you know that Genting has, there are not many ways to go to Genting. And Genting has, for example, there are 2 points, if not mistaken, 2 points that they can go in, so it can controllable or those who can enter the area of Genting. Melaka is a bit tricky, but again it can be done due to this. We have a fantastic apps, My Sejahtera. So My Sejahtera can play an important part for them to enter to Melaka. It's about time for us we have to be independent. We are responsible. Those tourism players must be responsible. Tourists also must be responsible. The retailers must be responsible. It's the same like in KL, in Klang Valley or in Selangor, where we have to go in and scan. We have to make sure that our place or venue is been protected. So it's the same as Melaka, where we can use My Sejahtera at the we can leverage the My Sejahtera apps.
Ozaidi, in closing, what are your hopes for the future of tourism in Malaysia?
Well, this is a long hopes. As you know, that more than 20 months, we have not been getting any business. We depend a lot on international market. Therefore, an international and tourism industry is one of the most important industry in Malaysia. It's number three, in fact, number three after manufacturing and commodities. Therefore, we need 2022 is a very important year for us. Important years for us to make sure we can move forward and can sustain. To move forward, we need to be together. As I said, collaboration. We need to innovate. To innovate products, we need a lot of collaborations. Therefore, all parties must be together and collaborate from the government right to the banks. We can see the banks a bit hesitant to give loans, to give assistance to the players, the tourism players. We know that the tourism industry is very high risk. But again, I feel that tourism industry, once the tourism industry is being sustained, the whole industry, the whole economy of Malaysia will be better because this is a low-hanging fruit. It's low-hanging fruit. It's like a door. We open up the door. Tourism industry is like open up the door. When we open up the door, a lot of new things, a lot of income will be coming, a lot of byproducts and everything, what they call it, benefit, will get it to Malaysia. That's important. So therefore, everybody has to play an important part. Then we need to make sure that Malaysia has a fantastic sustainable industry, tourism industry. Therefore, we can promote in the world, to the world.
Ozaidi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was Ozaidi Udanis, president of the Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association, talking to us about the success of the Langkawi travel bubble and how the ministry is looking to extend that to three other locations, namely Genting, Tioman and Malacca. We'd like to hear from you. Would you like to see more travel bubbles open up in Malaysia and where to? Frankly, I would take any of those four locations with a particular preference for the beaches, but honestly, anywhere at this point.
No, I agree. I am inclined towards the beaches for multiple reasons other than just I love the beaches. I think just slightly more comfort in terms of being able to get in and out, I think.
Mm. So let us know. Travel bubbles. Big yes, big no. And where would you like to see them open up within our country? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this one from Ro, which is not so much about a location and more about the concept itself or the naming of the concept.
So Ro says, I wonder if people think of the words they use to name things. Like, for example, bubble. Personally, I can't visualize anything more fragile than the ones that fly off into the air while doing washing, and then they quickly burst. Or of course, the ones we tried so hard to sustain with as kids, such as bubblegum. Anyway, let's hope these travel ones are more robust, otherwise things are just going to go pop. I never thought of that until you've mentioned it, and now I wish they called it something else, like a travel pan. I don't know.
No, I'm still into bubble, and I'll tell you why. I think it's because I've always had the vision of floating in a safe, iridescent space over lovely beaches and into Langkawi. Like, when I hear travel bubble, that's what I imagine, traveling in a bubble. So my association with it is quite positive. And Ro, I refuse to let you puncture it. I will not let you burst my bubble. I was just heading down that path. Thank you for letting me get there. Okay, now just to let you know, keep those thoughts coming, whether it's about whether you'd rather them rename travel bubble entirely or if there are locations in Malaysia that you'd like to see open up. Are you excited about Genting, Tioman and Malacca joining Langkawi? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 6 o'clock news today on Inside Story, we're actually talking about something that was brought up in Popit Popit Parliament, as well as earlier by Ozaidi, and that is the fact that more households are actually slipping into poverty because of the pandemic. So we want to look at essentially what this means, as well as the repercussions of it, including women, for example, returning to abusive partners because of the pressures from this, and issues of unemployment. So again, we'd love hearing from you, so do weigh in. That's going to be coming your way today after the 6 o'clock news. FM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.